Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
Ow! Good morning, producer Ben. Claire. Half of the Morning Scramble ready to go on a Monday morning. Dancing Eric Hansen off celebrating his 30th wedding anniversary. My gosh, can you believe he's only 40? Got married when he was 10.
You know, I saw that his marriage was the year I was born, but it was like 5 months before I was born.
No way! Oh, my Lord!
It's just a reminder of how he's just a little bit older than me.
Just a little? But that's, oh my gosh, so sweet. They're so cute. They're having, they're one of those couples that like they want to hit every single state.
Mm-hmm.
So like to celebrate, let's go to some place we've never been, which how fun. So they are having a wonderful time celebrating. I believe journeying home today because he's going to be back with us tomorrow morning. But that means producer Ben and I have a bunch of Morning Scramble leftovers, some stuff that we're going to reheat for your listening pleasure all morning long. Can't wait to see what you've come up with, Ben.
I've
handpicked,
and it's all recent. So
lovely.
Some of my favorites.
Can't wait to get to all that. Did you see the moon when you were driving in?
I didn't.
It's kind of cool. It's like a little sliver, but it's also red.
Like a sliver blood moon.
Yes. A sliver of a blood moon. I think it's probably an indicator that we've got some crazy weather ahead, which we absolutely do. And producer Ben, you're a new cat dad, right?
Yes.
Well, cat dad, the average pet owner, according to this new study, is going to spend $4,000, probably over $4,000 a year on their pet, cat or dog, doesn't matter. That, if you add it up to the like, average pet's lifetime, you're going to be paying close to $50,000.
It's a lot of money.
That's a ton of
money.
For
one animal.
For one animal. And I would say that, like, by and large, no, we don't spend that. But then I'm looking at other things. Like, I've got a big dog now. Big dogs just require a lot more. Like, oh, he tore the couch. Oh, he was just reaching for his bone under there, but he tore the lining under the couch. I'm like, oh, great. Yeah, you know, there's just little things that you have to fix.
And I feel like cats maybe aren't quite as expensive, but when we first got Charlie, we had to take him to the vet so many times.
Medical bills?
I got worried for
yes,
a little bit.
Yes, vet medical bills will get you. They are serious. Yes. And it's like, well, we got to spend it. We love this little fluffy nut, right?
Right.
It's hard. But you do end up, and then like the cost of food, I don't really think about it that much. But then
litter.
Week to week, litter. Yeah, you got a double whammy there with litter and food. Like, it's a lot of responsibility.
Although I do that version where it's like those pellets, and then you got like the pee pads you change out and stuff too.
What?
Yeah, there's like a box instead of, because the normal litter was like way too dirty and sandy and stuff, and you spread it all over the place. So there's a type of box where you put these like pellets in it, and then those you don't have to change out as often. You scoop the poop.
I've never
you don't
had
change
a cat.
Them out as often. The pee pad you only have to change like once or twice a week.
Wow.
But it just keeps a lot cleaner, and he can't spread like litter all over the place.
Yeah, that's the thing with I've cat sat before, but I haven't owned a cat. I've only ever dealt with litter.
Yeah.
There's pellets.
Pellets
are an option.
It's the way to go.
Okay. I would definitely say so. Because, yeah, that's the thing with litter. I'm like, oh, it's everywhere. It's just kind of sandy and gritty.
Yeah, it felt like you were walking through a sandbox when you walked through the
house. Yes. Yes. Okay. You are living in 2026, my friend. There you go. Pellets for your cats. That's what you do.
Time for The Buzz with Danson Eric Hansen on
Z102.9.
A very successful Artemis 2 mission re-entering the Earth's atmosphere and splashing down in the Pacific Ocean in San Diego, California on Friday. Back on Earth and then traveling to Houston to the Space Center to be welcomed back officially. At the event, it was super emotional. The captain of the mission, Reed Wiseman, shared an emotional message to America. He said, love, what you saw was a group of people who love contributing, having meaningful contribution, and exacting joy out of that. And what we've been hearing is that this was something special for you to witness. And the reason I had them huddling up here with me is because what I would suggest to you is when you look out there, you're not looking at us. We are a mirror reflecting you. If you like what you see, just look a little deeper. This is you.
Claire, I promise you I'll never leave to be a scientist because, first of all, it's hard to comprehend, like, how they...
I'm not qualified.
How they know, like, how to get the rocket around the moon and all that stuff.
Yeah.
But it's going to be back here in this ocean at 7:07 a week later. Like, yeah. I don't know how you can plan all that stuff.
I know. Like, this was huge, though. This is the farthest we've been with humans on board. So this is that was really, really cool. Well done. Not cool. Late night street race ended in a crash and two arrests early Sunday morning just after 1 a.m. in Cedar Falls. Police spotted two cars racing at high speeds. Officers tried to pull them over. Both drivers took off. Police chased one vehicle, which sped more than 100 miles an hour before the driver lost control and slammed into a utility pole. The driver was a 17-year-old boy who suffered minor injuries, was taken into custody. The driver of the other vehicle was 20-year-old Skylar Xavier Werzer, later returned to the crash and was also arrested. Both drivers are facing charges of reckless driving, fleeing police, and street racing. I'm going to do this to the best of my ability here. Sports shorts!
Good job.
Thank you very much. We've got a brand new Masters champion, Rory McIlroy. Back-to-back Masters repeats. That's not done a whole lot. Legends like Jack Nicklaus, Tiger Woods have done that. He's got six major titles under his belt. Rory aims to cement his legacy of one of Europe's greatest golfers. And potentially the best player of his generation globally. So well done, Rory McIlroy. Just a name that's fun to say. And let's get you feeling all right on this Monday morning. Cedar Rapids Tradition Playtime Poppy Children's Theater is back. Washington High School is going to present their original children's theater production, The Princess Who Wouldn't Wear Pink, which how adorable is that, right? Performance times, April 23rd, 5 p.m. April 24th. A 5 and a 7 p.m. show, April 25th, an 11 a.m. and a 2 p.m. show. Some performances are also going to include sign language interpretation as well. Playtime Poppy productions are appropriate for all ages. Tickets are $5 for all ages, available at the door. In addition to introducing area students to the excitement of live theater, Playtime Poppy also takes them backstage, gives them hands-on experiences. This Wednesday, Playtime Poppy and Cedar Rapids, Washington are presenting Operation Backstage, which is going to give third grade students a chance to experience activities behind the scenes and learn all about how a play is actually brought to life on stage.
Fun.
Isn't that adorable?
It is.
Oh, Playtime Poppy, we love you so much. It's got us feeling all right.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze with Claire.
It's not Z's Sleaze without a little sleazy bed. Britney Spears, we're all rooting for her. She, I'm relieved to announce, voluntarily entered into rehab yesterday for drug and alcohol issues. This comes after a month ago when she got a DUI. At the time of her arrest, her rep said that Britney had planned to take the right steps and come up with a plan that was overdue, frankly, and needed to set her up for success. She previously went to rehab in 2007 during her custody battle with Kevin Federline in 2008. She was hospitalized twice for a psychiatric evaluation, which led to her conservatorship, which was then lifted 13 years later in 2021. But, you know, sometimes you get into old habits, right? And those aren't healthy habits and you just need a reset. So I think this is good for Britney. This is what she needed.
Okay.
I'm excited. Okay, this weekend was Coachella, and there's lots of ground to cover here because there were lots of huge celebrities on stage and then moments where they had guests come out on the stage that was a surprise as well. Sabrina Carpenter was the headliner on Friday night, and while musically the set went well, she did get some blowback. She was called insensitive and Islamophobic after her set on Friday night. During a quiet moment, she was sitting at a piano, and a woman in the crowd made a trilling sound, which is called a zagruda. It's an Arabic expression of joy and celebration, kind of like a ululation back in the throat. I don't know if I can do it. Sabrina had never heard it before, and she said, "I don't like it." And the woman replied to her and said that it's part of my culture, and Sabrina said, "That's your culture? Yodeling? What is this? Burning Man? What's going on? That's weird." And then she got schooled on social media, lots of people responding. She apologized. She said, "My reaction was pure confusion, sarcasm and not ill-intended. I could have handled it better. Now I know what a Zagruda is. I welcome all cheers and yodels from here on out."
When the lady said, "It's my culture," you probably should have just said, "Oh, great."
Oh,
and dropped it.
Well, wonderful. Yes. Yes. There was a way to handle it, but she was in, I think, sarcastic performer mode and did not handle it well. But there were lots of surprise performances. Jennifer Lopez popped up at Coachella this weekend. Billy Corgan, David Lee Roth, Will Ferrell had a huge moment on stage. Sam Elliott, Susan Sarandon, Lizzo, and a whole lot more. So big weekend for music festival Coachella. Everybody, I think we all agree, maybe Dolly Parton, the GOAT. She's great, right?
Mm-hmm.
She's a great artist. She's really good at humanities, helped fund part of the COVID vaccine, and she gets really good credit in the public eye. There was a new survey of our most beloved public figures, and Dolly did super well. She outdid most politicians, world leaders. She had a net favorability of 65, plus 65. That's really high.
Okay.
That's really, really high. You consider like Barack Obama had a plus 14. Vladimir Zelensky had a plus 13. Taylor Swift had a plus 3. I'm like, she's a really big name, right? A lot of them are negative. You know, some it's like I love it or hate it. But Dolly Parton leading the way of all of our public figures. Dang. Go Dolly. And that's what we like to call
Z's. Sleaze.
Was it the best weekend ever? Did you have so much fun? What did you do? We like to live our lives and capture photographic evidence mm-hmm. of the morning scramble in the wild and share it with you on our Monday mornings, what we did over the weekend. We've got ours posted right now on the Z102.9 Facebook page. And this is my first glance because I know Danson Eric Hansen sent something, but I did not see what he sent. So we've got some smiling faces. And producer Ben, you've got some explaining to do because all I can see is the cat in the sink. And I don't know a lot about cats, but I do know that cats don't love water.
That's what I've always heard, too.
A cat bath that happened this past weekend?
So my cat does like water, and it seems from the orange cat groups that I'm in on Facebook that he's not
the only one. Stop. You're in orange cat groups on
yes.
Facebook?
Like my orange cat is a little...
Oh, no. Wait, these are specific cat groups for people who have orange cats.
Yes. But
fascinating.
It seems like orange cats in general kind of enjoy the water. And this one, he will want to, it's crazy. You can't take a shower without him like being on the edge of the bathtub. He has jumped into the shower before. He'll be waiting in the sink knowing that you're in the bathroom and you're going to need to wash your hands. And now, something new, he will even get on to, if you leave the lid of the toilet open.
Oh, no.
He'll get onto the edge of the toilet and he'll fish his paws around in there, too.
No!
He just
Charles.
Loves the water.
No. No. Okay. That's weird. So Ben's cat is weird. We've got photographic evidence of that on the Z102.9 Facebook page. Oh, Ben, good luck with your water-loving cat.
He literally sits in there waiting for me to turn the water so that he can, like, run it over his back. And
does he get mad when he finally gets wet?
No.
He likes it.
Yeah. I tell him that I have to dry him off a little bit. He doesn't like getting dried off, but he doesn't mind getting soaked.
Does the cat ever get to go outside? Like, did the cat play in the rain at all?
Well, we rescued him in the winter, so I don't think he's really Aww. Experienced rain yet. But he loves going on stroller walks. So he does love the outside, but I don't think that's where the
water. Got a cat stroller?
Love for the water. Yes.
Oh, Ben. Oh, Ben, you did not have a say in that, did you?
He asked to go outside like a dog would
yeah?
for a walk. He'll like sometimes go to the door like meowing, wanting to go for a walk in the stroller.
Oh, my gosh. The cat loves it.
You it's been too rainy for that,
take
though.
The cat a walk in the rain. In the stroller, okay. But in the rain.
We'll have to try that.
Try that. Try that out. I had an interesting weekend. This past weekend, I'm assistant to the troop of Girl Scouts that my daughter is a part of. So we had an opportunity. The girls, one of their goals this year is to go camping. And I'm not a huge camper, nor is my troop leader. We haven't really camped before. So I saw the opportunity to do an overnight at the Children's Museum in the Coral Ridge Mall, which, come to find out as we got there, was a rare opportunity. The Girl Scouts are one of the only groups that get to do that. So that was really, really cool. We got the kids. They were there all night. They got to play at the museum for hours. They had a sing-along for K-pop Demon Hunters. There were arts and crafts. And the kids just had full run of the entire Children's Museum all night long.
Did you have fun too?
I actually did. I had a fantastic time. It was really fun. We had pizza. We had snacks. There was the sing-along movie, which K-pop Demon Hunters, I'm sorry. Those songs all slap. They're all great. That was really fun. It was just the sleep. The sleep was a factor because I was up way past my bedtime. We ended up finding a nice quiet area. There's like a children's zone for toddlers.
With like beanbags?
No. It's like a little barnyard. We all had to like, it was sleeping bags. There were some air mattresses that got blown up, but it's a museum. So they're not used to having people stay the night.
True.
There's areas of the museum that don't turn off. Like the lights just stay, like for security reasons, right? The lights stay on all night. So if you were unfortunately one of the people that chose to set up your sleeping bag in a room, you weren't listening and set up in a room where the lights were on, you had to find a quiet spot. We found a quiet spot. It was dark. It was good.
I never got to do like a lock-in. I remember in school, when we were in like elementary school and stuff, we always wanted to do one like in the school.
Yeah.
But I never got the opportunity to do too.
I know. I'm like, it's wild. It is different being at a location that kind of after hours and seeing what goes on at night. Kind of cool. That was super fun. Danson Erkansen is off celebrating with the lovely and talented Shannon Hansen. They celebrated their anniversary with Shannon's cousin. They live in South Carolina, and that's one of the places that they have not traveled. And they're one of those couples that, like, they try to hit all 50 states. Mm. They're in process, but now they can check off North Carolina off the list. Congrats to them. Those were our photos right now. And the great thing about the internet is that it is vast. So in the comments section below our photos, we want you to load that thing down with photos of what you did this past weekend. What did you do? Did you take a photo? Did you have a late family Easter, something like that? We want to see it right now on the Z102.9 Facebook page. Apparently, corrections department. I said North Carolina. I meant South Carolina. I really said North Carolina?
Yeah, you said that there in North Carolina.
Shame on me.
It's the Morning Scramble with Claire and Eric.
Yes.
Z102.9.
One shot. One photo. What did you do this weekend? We got a lot of photographic evidence right now on the Z102.9 Facebook page. Of course, we shared our photos with you and lots of activity, including lots of people who were also locked in with a bunch of Girl Scouts at the Iowa Children's Museum. Thank you, Danielle, for sharing that. Danny as well. Erica, thank you so much for sharing those photos. We had opening weekend for The Little Mermaid at Theater Cedar Rapids. And Prince Eric's mom posted a photo. That's pretty cool.
That sounds like a fun weekend.
I know. How cool is that?
Rebecca celebrated her birthday with Bonfire and Friends.
Love that. That's a great way to celebrate,
it
Rebecca. Mikey, also similar, not exactly a bonfire, but he acquired a breakfast skillet. He says it's going to be the best breakfast skillet ever. I don't know if it's because it's a square. Is it the shape that makes it a good breakfast skillet? I don't know. How do you get a good breakfast skillet?
I don't know.
I'm not sure. It's always cool to see our new friend Joey from Canada checking in with us. He made a good bed for his cat, Bella. The cat is just kind of like sitting on his neck, shoulder. She's a biggie. At least, I mean, I shouldn't judge. I'm sorry, Bella. But from the angle of the photo, she looks like a biggie cat. Is your cat that big, Ben?
Getting there. He's growing, but no, not too big yet.
One day, Charles will be large. Carrie sharing that her son ended in third place, took home the bronze at the elite state meet. He's okay with third because his jump was 22 feet, 4 inches, and he broke the Mid Prairie school record, which has been held since 1978. That is so dang cool, Carrie. Thank you for sharing that. We've had a lot of sports, a lot of activity as well. Amy saw a deer hanging out in her backyard, which she hasn't seen before. So it was a total dream.
Once you start feeding those things, they're probably going to come back all the time.
Feeding the deer?
Yeah, once they find the food in your yard. I feel like that's the same way with like outdoor cats and all kinds of animals outside.
You feed them just
once. Feed them once, they're going to know where to come.
They'll always know how to find their way back.
Just protect your trees and stuff.
Yeah, look out for those. Philip sharing his aquarium, which, oh my gosh, he spent some time watching his saltwater aquarium that he set up about a year ago. That is absolutely beautiful.
The cat enjoys it. He's sitting on top, but he probably wants to swim in it because cats love water.
Oh, don't let the cat near the fish. That is a problem. Phil, don't let them do that. Oh gosh. Okay, well now I'm scared. Thank you everybody for sharing those photos. One shot weekend.
This is the Morning Scramble.
The Morning Scramble.
On Z102.9.
That is the sound of Full House coming to the Alliant Energy Powerhouse this Friday. Get your tickets, CR Events Live. We are super excited. Full House bringing the ultimate 90s Y2K party. They do a little bit of everything. They do a little bit of Backstreet Boys. Little Spice Girls. Genuine. Not bad about that at all. Very excited to welcome them to the Alliant Energy Powerhouse coming up on Friday. It's going to be a party. We want to make sure that you don't miss out on it. Our pre-party, in fact, coming up on Friday, 6 o'clock. Get your tickets because your ticket to the show is your ticket to our pre-party, our Act a Fool pre-concert party. We're going to have some drink specials. We were just talking to Diane with CR Events Live, mm-hmm. and she is putting together a bunch of specialty cocktails themed to the Morning Scramble and with themed to the 90s. Yes, producer Ben's Maze Island Iced Tea, which we've talked about since last summer.
We made that on the 4th of July.
Yes, finally available to the public for the first time ever.
I think so, yeah.
How is this possible? We've tried it. We did a taste it Tuesday after you invented the thing with the fruits that Maze Island had to offer mm-hmm. on the 4th of July. You came up with a beautiful beverage. I hope it's just as delicious.
Is it exactly the same or did we alter it a little bit?
You can't. You never know what's in season on Maze Island is the thing.
Didn't we have like a slushy in there or something?
The first time you made it gross, Ben. You made it gross. Eric made it again and tweaked it just a little bit. We've perfected the cocktail. You will be able to try it yourself. If you like a Long Island iced tea, hold your hat because you're going to love producer Ben's Maze Island iced tea. In honor of Sex and the City, I'm going to have a Claire's Cosmopolitan.
Ooh.
A little pink. I like that. And then Dancing Eric Hansen's beverage is one of my favorite cocktails. But the name of it, I think it's appropriate. It's going to be called Eric's Fuzzy Navel. Mmm. Peach schnapps, a little bit of orange juice, and you'll have to think about Eric's fuzzy belly button the whole time you're drinking it. It's going to be fantastic. We hope that you can join us this Friday. Get your tickets, CR Events Live. And we're going to celebrate getting ready for our pre-party all week long with our Songversation this week. Tomorrow, we're going to come bring our thoughts on the Songversation thus. Okay. What is that throwback song that makes you act a fool? What is a throwback song that, like, oh my gosh, the beat starts and all of a sudden you are out there on the dance floor. It doesn't matter what the song is. It just, like, it calls you to dance. Sometimes music's like that.
I feel like this is going to be a pretty easy one to think of.
Yeah.
Anytime you're thinking of throwback songs, it sparks great memories.
Oh, yeah. We love our throwbacks, right? We're going to slip into that Songversation all week long. If you'd like to play along, you can, off the top of your head, give us a call right now, 200-1029. We'll come up with our answers coming up tomorrow morning for Songversations.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings, 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9.
Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at KZIA.com.
Okay, have a good day.